Welcome to the Magnetic Leadership Podcast by Educator Dave Johnson.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Thursday morning Rev Call. It is March 21st, 2024. Happy spring and happy Women's History Month. My name is Priscilla Pasimio, and I will be your host this morning. But please join us every morning, Monday through Friday, as each day we'll have a different host and a different topic, all pertaining to the wonderful opportunity we have here to share with Avini Health. Today I would like to share with you a book that I ordered when it was first released 3 years ago. And it was about the same time as when I was first introduced to Doug Dickey and his story, as well as Rick Deitch's activated micronized zeolite, which we now call detoxylite. And as you might imagine, I got very excited about this discovery, and I jumped in right away and proceeded to learn all I could about zeolite clinoptilolite and how it was the answer to removing toxic heavy metals from our bodies. So I was super excited about the product, the possibilities, and the opportunity to share it and be rewarded. As most of you, the company that was distributing our product at that time folded from bad ownership, and we had to find a new home for our beloved technology. We brought our product and our team to a gut health company for about 6 months before they were sold and frankly did not value our product nor our people. This became a huge blessing because it motivated our founders to start their own company, our company, Avini Health, where we get to share these wonderful advances in natural healing. So with all that said, the book that I'm going to share with you today took a back seat to Detoxylite. It sat on my shelf, moved with me from Nevada to Colorado. And while I've taken it off the shelf from time to time, I hadn't really delved into it until this week, and I'm so glad that I did. And I want to share it with you today. But before I tell you the name of the book, I want to tell you about its author. I had the distinct pleasure of listening to this author speak at a convention I attended in Las Vegas 4.5 years ago. This author is a trend-setting pioneer in the health and healing arena. She holds a Master's of Science in Nutrition Education from Columbia University, the title of Certified Nutrition Specialist from the American College of Nutrition, and a PhD in Holistic Nutrition. She is the award-winning author of more than 35 books, including several New York Times bestsellers. She has also served as the chief nutritionist of the pediatric clinic at Bellevue Hospital and is the former director of nutrition at the Pritikin Longevity Center in Santa Monica, California. She is highly respected as an international leader in diet, nutrition, and the environment. She is known as the First Lady of Nutrition, and many of you may already know her and love her. Her name is Anne Louise Gittleman, and she is right in line with all that we do here at Avini Health. In fact, and before I forget, our own Rick Deitch was a guest on her First Lady of Nutrition podcast this last summer. If you would like to listen to that episode, simply visit annlouise.com. That's annlouise.com. Type zeolite into the search bar at the top of the page, and episode 145, Next Generation Zeolite with Rick Deitch, will pop up. So I hope that you will listen to that interview. Okay, good. So I've introduced you to Anne Louise. Now let's talk about her book. The title of the book is Radical Longevity: The Powerful Plan to Sharpen Your Brain, Strengthen Your Body, and Reverse the Symptoms of Aging. On the front cover, Anthony Williams says, Anne Louise Gittleman is a beacon of light and inspiration for millions of people who seek advanced healing information. So as you can see, she's right up our alley, and I just love that she's already interviewed Rick Deitch. So without further ado, I'd like to read to you from her introduction to the book because, like I said, she's on the same path, and she really does put it so well. So I'm going to go ahead and read to you from the introduction. And it starts, the title is A New Approach to Aging. Anne Louise writes, I'm not a big fan of anti-aging. In fact, I'm pro-aging in the sense that I want to continue aging with power, grace, guts, and beauty. I want to be a shining example for radiant longevity by accessing cutting-edge research and combining it with traditional healing wisdom. The exciting news is that now it is possible to live to age 100 and beyond. It is within our reach, and not only possible, but plausible with the care, attention, and actions I propose. Yet for far too many, vibrant longevity is more of a dream than a reality, as years of life and happiness dissolve into aches, pains, and an increasing number of age-related degenerative diseases that often progress each advancing year. As my mother used to say, getting older ain't for sissy. Radical longevity isn't about picking your poison and learning to live longer while tolerating the signs that your body is wearing out. Instead, this book puts to use the many cues your body provides as cries of cellular distress by giving you strategies that answer these distress calls immediately and effectively before you progress into illness and disease. Healthy aging should be a gradual and natural transition, giving our body and our mind time to adjust. Too often, I find that many of us, with each passing year and telltale symptom, feel betrayed by our body. But why should we accept the changes that the body experiences as some sort of extended decline and wind down instead of extending years of usefulness and pain-free living? All of us are capable of aging while feeling and looking younger than our chronological age. I've spent decades discovering, testing, understanding, and utilizing strategies to turn on longevity genes and turn off disease-promoting genes, opening pathways that boost our longevity and extend years of vigorous living. Radical longevity is within your reach. You're going to find abundant health strategies throughout the pages of this book, but let's first address mindset. My personal philosophy about aging is best expressed with the elegant words I love to quote, "I don't regret aging. It is a privilege denied to many." Take that in for just a moment. Why are so many of us giving up valuable years of living because we've accepted some inevitable health fate dictated by outdated ideas and leftover data from times when we knew less and had fewer options? A future full of possibility is what we dreamed about when we were young. Science, medicine, and our understanding of the human body advance every day. Every time we open our eyes in the morning, we're living in a more modern age. Look forward to your future. Embrace and rejoice in your time. I don't regret growing older at all. In fact, I want to make these the best years of my life. And I believe you do too. I know that you wonder whether there could be more waiting for you. You're eager to learn more, and you have the will to put some strategies into practice. I know there's more you want to do, and that there's so much to enjoy in every day that takes you into your future. That is why I wrote this book for you. She goes on to talk about her mentors, and I want to read about her last mentor, Hazel Parcells. Hazel Parcells was my last mentor. Dr. Parcells was the capstone of all my experiences and pointed me in the direction of where and how to look for underlying causes of diseases. She put a magnifying glass on such areas as parasites, which I had never in my wildest dreams considered as a factor in modern diseases. She also expounded on heavy metal toxicity. She discussed the insidious effects of radiation, mold, fungus, and yeast toxicity decades before others began to consider these factors. Dr. Parcells had worked with Los Alamos and the Manhattan Project with the developers of the atomic bomb. She determined ways to neutralize the nuclear radiation from the fallout, which we can still use today. Most of all, Dr. Parcells taught me by her own longevity that 100 is the new 60. She was 84 years young when I met her and lived to the incredible age of 106 with all her senses and intellect fully intact. On her 106th birthday, she said, "So many times I'm asked about the secret of my longevity. I can assure you that there are no secrets. There is only the understanding of nature and the everyday practice of nature's laws. And she goes on to say, now I turn my attention to the multiple factors and underlying rules that play a pivotal role in longevity. We live in a wondrous yet still challenging time. Just consider that Alzheimer's is the fastest growing disease in our day and age. More people have cancer now than they did in 1971 at the start of the war on cancer. And the number of individuals with diabetes and pre-diabetes is more than the entire population of our grandfather's era. At the same time, it is exciting to reimagine our future and find new meaning and purpose in our later years in this era of increased longevity. We can fearlessly and boldly embrace lifestyle strategies that address our physical and spiritual needs. We are all yearning to maintain health, create community, and leave a legacy. We're talking salsa lessons, starting businesses at 50, planning our second act at 65, jumping out of airplanes at 70, hiking the Himalayas at 75. We're living much longer than our parents and grandparents did. We're saging, aging wisely and gracefully, growing in all ways as we age. We are driven to retain and regain our vitality. We are on fire with purpose and possibility as we enter the third trimester of our lives. We will not settle for platitudes, and we will not... Yet there are several threats to our vitality and our overall health. Quite simply, a healthy body depends on a clean body. And as we approach our primetime years, a clean body becomes increasingly unattainable. Toxins are all around us, hiding in the food we eat, surrounding us in the environment, and even created by our own body's metabolic processes. Our immune system weakens from the toxic toll, and we grow old before our time, gaining weight and becoming vulnerable to heart disease, cancer, and a host of autoimmune disorders. Staying young and healthy in a toxic world can be a daunting task. And although not terribly radical, one of the most reliable, viable, and widely accepted theories today is that aging itself is caused by oxidative stress. Free radicals, also known as reactive oxygen molecules, do their dirty damage to our cells and tissues by weakening and altering cellular membranes, which allow bacteria and viruses to enter the body. Free radical damage destroys genetic coding, resulting in cellular chaos that can lead to deteriorating changes in our tissues and organs, including our brain. Those most fundamental things we do, even breathing and eating, can cause our body to react with an oxidation response. It's perfectly normal. But with a larger toxic burden already present in the body, it's a process that often goes awry. You've likely seen this process in action. When metal becomes oxidized, for example, it develops rust. When you slice open an apple and leave it in the air, you can plainly see that it turns brown. Oxidation turns fats rancid. If you've ever had old olive oil, you know what I'm talking about. You should also know that the same thing happens in your body. Fat becomes rancid, a process that scientists call lipid peroxidation. This process can set your cardiovascular system at risk for the buildup of unwanted lumps of fat and other debris in your arteries. These clogs are often the instigators of heart attacks and strokes. These free radicals contribute to arthritis by oxidating joint fluid, making it less lubricating. They can cause DNA damage to your cells, making cell membranes so rigid that nutrients can't get in, and ultimately make the cell so fragile that it breaks, allowing toxins to come in and fluid to drain out before it finally collapses. This is why this process is considered the root cause of aging and disease, from cancer to Alzheimer's. Most approaches to fighting free radicals focus only on controlling their devastating effects. Yet the root causes of oxidative stress are shockingly ignored. The hidden killer that is iron overload and copper toxicity, the deceptively innocent but potentially harmful substances appropriately known as AGEs, advanced glycation end products, from certain foods and cooking methods, invisible radiation from cell phones and Wi-Fi, and bioincompatible materials in our mouth, like dental materials, cavitations, gum infections, and root canals in the oral cavity. In this book, I identify and expose the top toxic invaders of our time, and most important, I will show you how to eliminate them from your life with a special diet and regeneration program, along with targeted natural prescriptions for wellness. Okay, and then she says, goes into detoxify, don't retoxify. She says, I know many people are convinced, as I am, that environmental degradation and the health threats involved is underway at a pace unimaginable even a decade ago. One difference is that present-day environmental health threats are unlikely to be as straightforward and therefore not as visible as threats from cigarette smoke, asbestos, lead, and tanning beds. As our technology grows more complex in leaps and bounds, nature's responses are growing harder even for experts to read with large-scale destruction of natural resources for immediate industrial reward. You don't have to have a PhD or be an ecologist or an environmental activist to protect your family and yourself from what is happening all around you. It's clear that we don't fully understand all the health consequences when we make trade-offs in our lifestyle and in the environment in which we live. But you can take back your power. Radical longevity begins with becoming aware of hidden dangers where you live and work and play, and then minimizing any negative effects through daily lifestyle changes and nutritional support. The plan includes a comprehensive strategy with clear actions and targeted customizable strategies for specific concerns. And the Radical Longevity Plan guides you to realistically take control where you can, particularly with foods you choose to eat and how you prepare them, the water you drink, and the quality of your indoor environment, from your air and light to the company you keep. Organic, properly cleansed food remains the most effective medicine available. Awareness is the first step needed to protect and control your health. And then she introduces 7 new rules. She says, we will start our work together toward a healthier, more vibrant, ageless body, less prone to disease and premature aging by looking in detail at your individual symptoms. Are you tired all the time? Do you suffer from persistent GI issues such as bloating and nausea after eating? Do you have trouble sleeping? Are you bothered by wrinkles, sagging skin, and brown spots? Are you concerned about thinning bones, arthritic joints, and accelerating aches and pains? Are your memory and mental clarity not as sharp as they used to be? First, you'll take a self-diagnostic quiz to determine the areas you might want to target. Then she unpacks the 7 new rules for radical longevity. And when these rules are not adhered to, their mischievous handiwork shows up in practically every degenerative condition known to humans. Painful joints, sagging skin, a weakened heart, and a failing memory. Understanding and following the rules can suspend and slow down the aging process, get a jump on preventing the diseases of aging, and lead you to look and feel younger than your peers. So let's talk about the 7 new rules for radical longevity. They are, the first rule, 1, immunity is everything. 2, take on toxic overload. 3, stop AGEs. New rule 4, free up fascia for youthful movement. Rule 5, activate cellular rejuvenation. Mind your minerals. And rule 7, optimize the gut-brain connection. And so then she says how to get the most out of this book. Attitudes toward aging have evolved into an adoption of health is the new wealth. We are all becoming increasingly aware of how the efforts we make to set back the clock can serve us for decades to come. We want to upgrade our aging plan and do much more than just the minimum. We want to access to new breakthroughs and advanced techniques that keep us well ahead of the detrimental effects of wear and tear on the body accumulated over the years. This plan addresses both the annoying appearances of aging and the damaging internal effects of ongoing bodily demands that determine how we age and what level of function and overall vitality we operate. So then she goes on and shares the self-assessment, and what I liked about this was that out of the different sections, a number of them deal with toxins. So I'm going to read some of these questions pertaining to the Radical Longevity Questionnaire. So toxins, heavy metals. Do you use aluminum pots, pans, or foils for cooking? Do you eat off unglazed ceramic dishes? Do you have MS, ALS, Alzheimer's, or Parkinson's? Do you eat fish, seafood, or sea vegetables more than 3 meals per week? Does your jewelry contain nickel, or do you wear metal braces on your teeth? Are you taking any medications, including over-the-counter? Do you have possible lead-based paint in your house if it was built before 1978? Then she talks about toxins, endocrine-disrupting chemicals. Do you use conventional cleaning products rather than cleaning with natural substances such as vinegar and baking soda? Do you use pesticides on your lawn and garden? Do you use synthetic room fresheners or synthetic perfumes rather than essential oils? Do you drink out of plastic water bottles? Do you use commercial hand sanitizers? Do you use commercial arts and crafts supplies? Do you use personal care products that contain parabens, often found in commercial skincare products and cosmetics? And do you use chemically based nail polish and nail polish removers? The next section, toxins, is on parasites. Have you ever traveled to remote destinations? Do you have pets and animals of any kind? Do you allow your pets to sleep with you or eat off your plate? Do you eat uncooked foods such as sushi, salad bar fare, or unwashed fruits and vegetables? Have you suffered from food poisoning? Do you have digestive issues such as diarrhea, constipation, gas, or bloating on a regular basis? And do you have food sensitivities, intolerances, or allergies? She asks about the EMFs. She has a section on mold, on dental infections. And so I think this is a really great self-assessment. And then in part one, she talks about the seven rules. And because we don't have that much time, I just want to share a little bit from rule number two, take on toxic overload. So in this chapter, she says, our efforts to have vitality as well as a long life, in large part, rely on our ability to rid ourselves of toxins. We are the first generation to have been exposed to a constant sea of chemicals. As unbelievable as it may sound, we are now more likely to get sick from the indoor air in our home or office than from the air outside. According to the EPA, indoor air pollution is one of the leading health risks. In fact, some chemicals may be nearly 100 times more concentrated indoors than outdoors. Estimates suggest that each of us stockpiles about 700 different types of pollutants in our body. Researchers are now finding that babies are born with over 200 chemicals in their bloodstream. There's rocket fuel in breast milk, lead in drinking water, and the list goes on. This early and constant bombardment of toxins takes its toll on our ability to detox and ultimately can cost us our health. Adding insult to injury, many of the very medicines that are supposed to benefit us often come with an alarming number of unwanted additives with detrimental side effects, making them villains in our aging process. While we must make an ongoing effort to rid our body of toxins as we age, we also have to address our toxic overload that has accumulated during our years of living. Detox, repair, and rejuvenate are our primary tasks at this stage of life. And she goes in and talks about identifying your toxic overload. She talks about the heavy metals, the elemental relationships. She goes into a section on aluminum, on cadmium, on lead, and mercury. And then she also goes into the dirty dozen and what we need to avoid. So I'm going to read that. The Environmental Working Group has identified the following chemicals as the Dirty Dozen endocrine disruptors. You will see some of our heavy metal invaders on this list, since heavy metals are multitasking toxins. Number one, BPA, it's in canned foods and plastics. Dioxin, it's in processed foods, especially commercial animal products. Number three, atrazine, It's a herbicide often found in tap water. Number four. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't say it. Plastics, PVC, fragrances, personal care products. Number five, perchlorate. Rocket fuel also shows up in the tap water. Number six, fire retardants. It's in clothing, carpet, upholstery, and bedding. Number seven is lead. Number eight is arsenic. Number nine is mercury. Number 10 is perfluorinated chemicals, PFCs, which is in our nonstick cookware, stain and water-resistant coatings on clothing, furniture, and carpet. Number 11 is organophosphate pesticides, non-organic foods. And number 12, glycol ethers, which is in cleaning products. So, wow, I mean, it's just such a great book. She talks about mold, she talks about the parasites, she talks about what you can do, solutions, targeted solutions that you can use. And again, this book was written 3 years ago, but she now knows about our detoxilite, and you'll know that from her interview with Rick Deitch. So I just think it's kind of exciting, and I hope to see our product mentioned in one of her future books. That's another part that I love about this book, is she's got a great resource section in the back. Many of the health technologies and breakthroughs that I've been introduced to are listed in the back in the resources. So, yeah, I just wanted to introduce this book to all of you today, because I believe that Anne Louise is in our corner. And you can use this book to share with people in presenting the problem, in sharing what they can do to live healthier lives. And that's all I have for you today. So I hope you enjoyed that. I'm going to repeat, the name of the book is Radical Longevity. It is written by Anne Louise Gittleman. Her last name is spelled G-I-T-T-L-E-M-A-N. And I do hope that you will listen to her interview with Rick Deitch and also get her book. So thank you for joining us this morning, and I wish you all a wonderful day.
Thank you for joining the Magnetic Leadership Podcast with Dave Johnson. Take charge of your health and detoxify today with Avini Premium Products.